Hi, it's Dave here from melbourneseoservices.com, and I wanted to make an audio just to walk you through a little bit of the initial setup and strategy for doing some good local SEO. Now, most people skip these steps or don't complete them all just quite right, and oftentimes their rankings, particularly with local, ends up suffering. So it's always best to make sure that you've got the initial setup correctly before you start applying some funky tools and more complex tactics to try and improve your rankings. Just by getting the basics right, you'll be ahead of 80% of your competition. So it's all about getting these steps first. So the first thing that you want to do is just make sure on your website that you're following Google's best practice. So go have a look at Google's Webmaster Tools guidelines and just have a look with regards to things like the page load time. You want to make sure you've got a good quick loading website. You want to make sure that it's mobile responsive. You want to make sure that you aren't doing any SEO manipulation, so you're not having thin pages or pages that are very specifically and purposefully created for trying to game the search engines. You also want to make sure that you've got good, clear contact information that's on your Contact Us page. I'd have your phone number for the business, your business hours, and also your mailing address as well. As part of this, you'd want to look to set it up using microdata. So you can head over to schema.org and just chat with your web developer about getting the local business codes on the site. You'd be looking for things like opening times, address, phone number, and correctly tagging things using the microdata format. This is all outlined over at schema.org, and a good web developer should be able to help you with that. Next, you want to move on to your Google Maps listing. Now, firstly, we just need to make sure that our website is either submitted or that we have claimed the listing, and then you want to make sure that you fill it out fully and completely. And you want to match the data that we've also loaded onto our website. So that would include opening times, addresses, phone numbers, anything that you can fill out. I'd go so far as to make sure that you populate all of the photos, and if you've got some videos on YouTube, then look to embed those as well through the Google Maps listing. Just want to make sure that anything that Google gives you the opportunity to fill out, that you go ahead and do that. You can also, at that point, once you've got the listings up and running, it'd be worth chatting to some past clients, clients that you've already had a good experience with, and perhaps ask whether or not they'd be happy to review you over on your Google Maps listing. And the good thing about that is oftentimes a lot of your competitors aren't doing this, and you can get a few reviews, and then when someone does a local search and the little pack of local businesses pop up, yours will stand out because you've got a star rating underneath. So it's a good way to stand out from the competition. As part of that, we like to make sure that we link everything together. So all of the Google properties, if you set up a YouTube channel, you can go ahead and link that into your Google Plus page. So I'd set up a Google Plus page. You also link your YouTube channel to that and also your Google Maps listing. So that way everything's all linked together. So now we're starting to form a really good base, both with our website and also with what Google provides, the different properties and platforms. At this point, you then want to go out and submit your website to the most relevant local directories. So that would be here in Australia, things like True Local and the Yellow Pages and even Yelp as well. There's a series of local directories that are relevant. And this is actually very different from one of those mass submission softwares that'll submit your website to over 200,000 different local directories. This is about submitting through to high quality directories that are important in your specific industry and also in your geographic location. Make sure when you populate the data, again, fill it out fully and properly, and make sure that the contact information that you reference through your microdata on your website and also on your Google Maps listing all matches. So it needs to be the same address, the same phone number, etc. And then once you've done that already, you're so far ahead of your competition. Most people don't do this. Then you can finally look at creating some specifically targeted geographic pages on your website. So it might be your specific product or service, and then you add in the geographic area that's local to you and your place of business. So if there are particular suburbs that you service or particular areas, then you can go ahead and create pages specific for those. A word of caution with that though, you need to be careful just to make sure that they're not just a whole bunch of doorway pages that is duplicating content and simply finding and replacing things like just the suburb name, but the framework of the page relatively stays pretty much the same. So you need to avoid doing that. But with some smart internal linking and following all of those steps, you can actually perform very well for local search. And it does depend on the industry and the level of competition, but I'm confident if you follow those steps, you'll get some great results. Now, if you'd like some help and perhaps want one of the expert team members to review your site and also your strategy, then you can head over to melbourneseoservices.com. Look forward to talking to you soon, and hopefully we can help you get some great listings and rankings.